welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Help! When's this going to end? Insurance costs are going way up, way more than inflation is. Now, I know gas prices here in Arizona have gone nuts too. That keeps going up. But I'm wondering, have you checked what your next homeowner's policy is going to be? Or how much your next car insurance premium is going to be? We pay ours car insurance every 6 months, and we pay our homeowner's insurance once a year. Ugh, what a shock this is. Now, as always, I'm not giving you any financial advice, medical advice, legal advice, insurance advice. You should seek advice from your professional advisor. See what's best for your situation. This is for entertainment purposes only. When I'm talking about insurance costs, our health insurance stayed the same. Thank goodness. Maybe not all the benefits, but it stayed the same this year and past years. But I'm talking about our home and auto insurance plans we currently have. Our homeowner's insurance went up like 86%, the first quote. Our car insurance went up about 26 to 30%. Oh, I think that's way over what inflation's running. I don't know. I did a post on Facebook to see if some of my friends were experiencing the same pain I was. And the responses I got back from friends was theirs was going way up also. And people they had talked to in other states, it was going way up. You know, we live in Arizona. Yeah, we get some wind storms and this and that. But shoot, it only rains like 30 days a year. We don't normally have tornadoes or we don't have hurricanes. It's like, come on, to go up that much over the year before. So I was complaining to my neighbor just the other day, and he said he had been calling his insurance agent weekly, complaining, trying to find a way to get it himself a lower premium. Well, on our homeowner's policy, we used to have a $1,000 deductible. We've never had a claim on our homeowner's insurance policy. I don't think I've ever had a claim in any of the houses I've owned for the last, 40 years roughly. But we went to a $2,500 deductible for this next premium year, just to save about $300 for the year. Now, saving that $300 doesn't mean it was $300 in last year's price. Our new price, with raising our deductible up to $2,500, is still 49% higher than what we paid last year. Now, I don't know about your income. Maybe your income went way up, but my wife's income went up about 3% for the year. The math doesn't work out. Now, our car insurance deductible, we left at $500 for now. We have an 18-year-old and 22-year-old on our insurance. The insurance company said that any adult living in our house had to be on our policy, because they could be driving the car. They said that, I thought when they're age 25 or 26 that it'll go down, their rates will. We figured time they're 25, 26, they probably won't be living at home anymore. And then we can take a look at possibly raising our deductible amounts or lowering our coverage that we have. I did call 3 different companies just to get quotes because I like getting quotes. And I like doing the bundle because normally they say you save if you bundle your home and auto together. You see all the commercials on TV. Well, the company we're currently with, they were the lowest. Not by much, but they were lower. So we're going to stay with our current company for the next 6 months at least, if not year. I like to change only yearly because it just makes it simple for the house since the house is yearly. But, you know, I'm going to all these insurance companies and they all had the same response back to me when I said, why has it gone way up? And they said, it's because of repair costs on houses and replacement costs on houses and cars. Everything is costing them so much more than last year. Oh, come on, it can't go up that much, can it? You know, my wife and myself, we talk about maybe it's time to buy bikes, get rid of our vehicles, take Ubers. But I was just talking with a guy at the grocery store, and he was saying he thinks that Uber's going to be raising their rates quite a bit too, just because their insurance costs are going up and they're making it harder for Uber and Lyft, you know, to stay in business. Even some towns that they're wanting to put them on payroll and give them hourly wages. So maybe Ubers and Lyfts aren't going to be able to be a viable avenue for us. I don't know. You know, we've always talked about, Darlene and myself, is moving to the woods and living off the land, or we'll just move to an island and live on the beach. Oh, help. Let me know what's going on in your life for your insurance costs. Drop me a note, comment on this podcast. I would appreciate hearing. Darlene and myself, we're focused on being financially free, living a financially freedom lifestyle. Our goal is to live off 3% withdrawal rate when she completely retires. But again, right now, she's working because she has the insurance for the whole family, and it's so inexpensive. It's $15 a week for the family health insurance, eye care, dental. And all she has to do is work part-time hours, like over 24 hours a week. So she's going to keep doing that as long as she can till maybe she goes on Medicare. I'll be on Medicare a lot sooner than she will, of course. And the boys, once they move out, they'll be on their own insurance. We still live debt-free. You know, our house is paid off. Our cars are paid off. We do have some credit card debt right now. Just we put some stuff on a zero-interest card. Like we're getting our garage door replaced right now. So, $7,800. Expense we didn't plan on. Thank goodness for emergency funds, right? But we're letting our emergency fund keep growing since the credit card company wanted to give us 15 months free interest, zero interest. So we'll take it. We'll pay off the garage door in a year and let our money keep growing. But we keep looking at our budget and with these higher rates, adjusting our budget and seeing what we can do differently to save money. You know, this last month we started giving plasma and actually it's helped our health. Yeah, we're feeling better. We're eating better. We're losing weight. And my blood pressure is down to normal most days, even though when I saw the insurance rates, it went pretty high, but so, heck, we're making money, both of us, giving plasma, and it's tax-free income. That's what they say. So, good living. And now we've qualified to unlock their rewards, so we'll see what kind of rewards we get for being frequent plasma givers. We give twice a week, both of us. We can't get the boys to give plasma because they don't like needles. Well, who likes needles? I don't like needles. I just don't look. I just don't watch. Takes about an hour. I'm done. Gone. Money's in my account. So, I'll wrap this up so you don't fall asleep. Since I'm talking about insurance, not a real exciting topic. Hey, if you do want to explore buying a home in Arizona or anywhere in the United States, contact me today. I'm a Arizona real estate referral agent. I can help you anywhere in the United States find a good real estate agent. I can also help people with my coaching service, people that want to be debt-free, financially free. I can help people just have less stress and enjoy life more. Some quotes I like. For instance, the definition, Sandy, is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, by Albert Einstein. I would also say the definition of Sandy is believing you can live a financial, responsible life without tracking how you're doing, having a budget and goals. I like following others who track their finances and compare ours to theirs also. I enjoy helping people with their finances and goals. Some other quotes I like for you to think about. One, get your money to work for you as hard as you work for it, by Napoleon Hill. Next one. One, make money. Two, use that money to make more money. Three, repeat the process, by Warren Buffett. Next one, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is a path, by Buddha. Next one, change your thoughts, change your life, by Wayne Dyer. And the last one, you don't know how you'll die, but you can choose how to live, by Joey O, good friend of mine. Let me know your thoughts on this podcast, things you'd like me to talk about in the future. Again, I'm in the business of helping people retire early, enjoy life more, be more successful, and have less stress. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't let others talk you out of your dreams. Make your dreams happen. Make it happen today. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon from the Live For family and the Millsway.com family. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveFor.club. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.